USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A judge in Minneapolis has sentenced former police officer Derek Chauvin, who was convicted of killing George Floyd, to 22 and a half years in prison.
Like the conviction of Derek Chauvin 2 months ago, today's sentencing is not justice, but it is another moment of real accountability on the road to justice.
Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison. Derek Chauvin's mother, Carolyn, made an impact statement. She told the court her son is not a racist.
None of these things are true, and that my son is a good man.
President Biden has signed a law designating the site of the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando, Florida, as a national memorial. He signed the legislation during a White House ceremony flanked by lawmakers, survivors of the shooting, and LGBTQ leaders. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The death toll from the collapse of an oceanfront condominium tower near Miami Beach rose to 4, with about 159 people unaccounted for as crews continued to search the debris for survivors. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava said about 120 people had been accounted for, but stressed that the numbers remain fluid. Authorities said at least 4 died in the sudden collapse of the 12-story Champlain Towers in Surfside. President Biden approved an emergency declaration that will provide federal aid to the area. The Homeland Security Department and Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, are authorized to help coordinate disaster relief efforts with local officials. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis issued a state of emergency for Miami-Dade County. Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett said he hopes for more than just fiscal assistance and manpower. Authorities are looking into the cause of the collapse, which sent half of the tower crashing to the ground in just seconds. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Is the stimulus payments and extra unemployment hampering new businesses from hiring people? USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explores the question.
More than half of Americans want the extra unemployment benefits the government handed out during the pandemic to end. The New York Times asking Momentive to do the survey and found that 52% want the extra $300 supplement to stop. Republicans were way more inclined to end them than Democrats. Many reopening businesses have reported difficulty hiring new employees and are blaming the extra unemployment cash for at least part of the reason why. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The new infrastructure deal has a few bugs to work out. USA Radio's Lance Pry has the story.
In one press conference Thursday, President Biden touted a $1.2 billion bipartisan infrastructure bill. Then, the president held a second press conference with demands that need to be met. That has soured Senator Mitch McConnell, as heard on Fox News.
I think we've gone from optimism to pessimism as a result of the president's second press conference.
As is, the bipartisan infrastructure bill still needs to clear both houses on the Hill. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The 11 Republicans who endorsed the framework of the bill discussed their frustrations with Biden's comments. Some of them wanted to put out a statement clarifying that they had not agreed to condition the bipartisan plan on a partisan reconciliation package. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.